Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
I had a really fun introduction and then Mike threw me off right before we came on here.
I wondered what was going on.
And I'm like, okay, I just can't.
You were giving him the side eye too.
I'll tell you about it later. It's kind of a downer. Anyway, welcome back. Have a lovely holiday break?
Ish.
Yeah. Had something crazy happen. I don't think I had told you.
Nobody's surprised by this. But
I don't know what my life is. This isn't even like the only crazy thing, but I had my first ever plane delay. Like this year, I got to sleep in the airport on the way home because of my plane got decommissioned due to a medical emergency. Never happened to me before. Weather was fine. Everything was fine.
That happened to my brother and sister-in-law over the summer.
Never had that happen before. It's crazy. They decommission your plane when that happens.
Brother-in-law and sister-in-law.
They do not traumatize you in the terminal. They pick the person up on the tarmac with an ambulance. So,
good.
Because I was like, my goodness,
only you, Lynn.
Really traumatic happened only today you. Because I did not want that.
Okay. Well, that was not a fun story.
Way to bring it down from the start, Linz.
I don't even know where to come back from.
It's never happened before. I forgot to tell you guys.
People died on airplanes.
You did.
That was interesting. Sad the person was okay, I believe.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
My plane was not, but the person was okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Leah was just busy with children.
Well, and so the ick has hit my house, and the oldest was sick off and on most of break. And so we had that. So the youngest has it now. Because you know what I did today? I spent my day at a swim meet, but none of my children were swimming.
Oh my gosh.
Why? Because one of them was camping. They were in a cabin, not a tent this weekend. And the other one was still sick. So the way the club is set up, if you don't volunteer, you have to pay $250.
So you had to go?
And not so volunteer. I went, I feel like, and I timed
you don't have
for
to
like,
volunteer.
You had it not been last minute, I could have had somebody like cover for me. But girl child was supposed to go this morning, but woke up still feeling like crap. So I was like, okay, go back to bed and I will trudge my way over to this meet in time. For multiple hours, and none of my children are there. So that was my day today.
That's so fun.
I love my children. They are wonderful human beings. But then shit like this happens.
What about you, Amanda? Anything spectacular? Because, wow, we are really, like, winding it up over here.
No, mine was fairly uneventful. We had the holidays with my in-laws. We had some friends in town. We hung out. Nothing. Nice. We spent New Year's Eve at home by ourselves watching the ball drop. It was very uneventful. It was nice.
I was in bed by like 9:30, 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to even
lie. Had like a winter storm on New Year's Eve, so we had plans and we canceled them all.
I drank coffee at like 7 p.m. so that I could
stay awake till midnight. Yeah.
Well, okay, I love it because like we live, so where I live, like I can see the whole city from my balcony, and on New Year's Eve, like people are crazy here, and I can't, like 4th of July, we leave now because my dog can't handle the chaos, but like it's not that bad on New Year's, so you can like see fireworks all across the city, and it is so pretty because like the lights twinkle, and it's just, I love it.
Nice.
I love it so much.
What about you, Beck?
I worked intermittently too, then days off for the holidays. I spent a lot of time just catching up on, you know, work, house, life, that kind of stuff. Nothing terribly exciting, but I'm fine with that. Like,
that's good.
I made
You've
my
had
New
enough
Year's
exciting.
Yeah.
2025 was not exciting. You need to like,
you know,
calm it in 2026.
I mean, and we're not going to dwell on it, but man, I really had hope for 2026, and we're 11 days in, and
yeah,
I have less
day three
hope.
It went down.
I have less hope than I had, you know, 11 days ago.
Yeah,
it's fine. We're here to talk about books.
We are.
Real quick, Patreon, huge thank yous to our Patreon members. You're the reason Buzzing About Romance keeps buzzing and occasionally yelling about fictional men, people, humans. If you love the podcast and want to support what we do, we've got a simple $5 tier that helps keep the mics on, the episodes coming, and the romance opinions flowing. No pressure, just good vibes, great books, and our eternal gratitude.
Maybe not always good vibes, though.
Maybe not.
They're good for somebody.
Positive spin, Amanda.
Yes. We have some really good topics coming up.
We do.
Over the course of the next couple weeks.
We have some really fun changes happening.
We're kind of, we're not doing as many books on Wednesdays. We're going to do 1 to 2 a month. Yeah. And then we're going to do more topical discussion episodes. And so this coming Wednesday, Lainey Davis is going to be here and she and I are going to talk about romance TV. So we're going to talk about some train daddies in the Gilded Age and maybe some Scottish men and that the Bridgerton people really like to have sex outside a lot. So we're going to talk about all that. Because we are gearing up for season 4 of Bridgerton and
so we all know I have an issue watching things when people tell me to watch them. But I will watch that and I will probably rage watch it, much like I did the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's fair. Yes, Jen Ellen, there is a train daddy. And really,
Jen Ellen, you'll just have to tune in to find out what exactly the train daddy is.
I've seen clips from that and it's very, very intriguing. I just have to figure out when I'm going to watch it.
It's very good. Hear us talk about it. But also I was thinking about the Hisram TVs and then over break. So real story, I hadn't opened my Kindle since December 15th. Whoa. Up until January 1st. I didn't read. I did not read a single book.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this a little bit more next week in our episode, but long story short, Leah's yelling at me and she's like, go to category, because I always love category. And I read a Brenda Jackson.
It always resets me.
Yeah,
it always does. I always get what I want, the emotion, the beats, the, more solid storytelling. And then I picked up some Julie Garwood.
Yeah.
So I reread. Read The Secret.
Which Becky does not reread Ransom. Very often.
I don't reread. So this was very... So I went through and I started reading some of those. Anyway, I decided that I really fell in love with the Stern Brunch Daddy in 1991.
Yeah.
Because fair. If I look at my favorite heroes of historical or of my past
they're
reading...
They're Stern Brunch Daddies.
They're all Stern Brunch Daddies. Those are my men. Anyway...
So thinking of that, I was doom scrolling the other night and I came across this lady and she's like, this is why we like the bad boy. And it was like a stream of different Disney princes and movies with they're such assholes. And it's the biggest one of all being the Beast. And I mean, he's my favorite of all time. But yeah, so it was just really funny. It's Disney's fault. We love these morally gray characters.
It is.
It really is. So none of this is our topic for today.
No, not at all.
Shocking. This is not what we're talking about. Today's episode is all about looking ahead, because whether your TBR is carefully curated or aggressively vibe-based, 2026 is already shaping up to be a year.
Or just aggressively chaotic.
We're talking about romance releases we're anticipating, the authors and series we're watching closely, the trends we're hoping evolve, not disappear, just mature. Because listen, we love this genre. We just also love it when it meets us where we are as readers. I'm going to talk about that. This isn't necessarily a hype episode. We're just going to talk about the books that we're really looking forward to, some of the things we have kind of already complaints on 2026 a little bit. But we do hope to spotlight some book choices to help you fill your 2026 TBR. But before we get into actual book recs, what do you plan to do differently with your reading in 2026? What do you plan... Leah, what do you plan to do differently for your reading in 2026? Actually read the book front to back, all in order?
She's not going to do that.
No, because I totally skipped around a book today.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not. No, I'm planning just to be a chaotic chaos gremlin like normal, but track it better.
Oh, okay. What about you?
I have done really good. It is the 11th of January, and I have written down every single book I have read.
Ooh, wow.
Now, I have not read the book from page one to the end in order, chaos, but I wrote it down.
But you wrote it down, and that's what matters.
11 days in, people. Usually it lasts like two.
Okay. That's some progress. Lindsay, what about you? What are you going to do differently? Also, can we all just take a moment? Lindsay officially posted her first Bookstagram post.
It only took years.
On Friday? 5 years. What? Go, Lindsay.
5 years.
But it happened.
It did. It did. I actually spent a lot of time like creating a lot of book reviews for everything I've read so far this year, which I'm really excited about. And that's actually one of the things that I think I read like a lot. Like I was going back through like everything I read for 2025 and I was like, I read so many like chaotic books.
You do.
Like, I read so many books. I find like crazy books. Like, and I was
like, that
like,
weird
I just
alien
hear
like
what I read more. And like I read so many like paranormal and wolf shifter books and like I never talk about them on the podcast. I just like gobble them up. Like I read I think like 35 of them last year.
Lindsay,
why
you
aren't
can
you
talk
talking
about
them
whenever
them?
You want.
Yes.
Whenever. I just don't. I don't ever
you
share
and I can just do a special like random like wolf shifter episode if you want.
We should. It's crazy.
Like, we could do the Leah and Lindsay hour.
We should. We talked about doing this forever ago. And then
we have talked about it and it just never came to fruition.
Imploded.
Yes, this is true.
But it's going to be better this year. Like I say it's going to be better, but it's actually going to be better this year. And then the other thing I'm going to do differently is I'm going to read books that sound interesting to me and not just like bandwagon on the trends, because I spent like the last like bit of 2025 reading Quicksilver and Brimstone. And honestly, like why?
You're disappointed
I
in
that
me.
To myself. Like that was so much reading time, like 1200 pages of book.
Yeah.
Hours.
That's so much.
And hours of listening.
For mediocre. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be way more
selective.
You're going
to DNF that shit.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work,
I'm going to be more selective, but less
DNF.
Discerning, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. What about you, Amanda? What are you going to do differently this year?
I don't know. I really haven't done anything that
Stay
different so
Net
far.
Galley.
Right? No, I mean, that hasn't happened. I'm obviously, like, my whole first quarter is nothing but NetGalley. I'm having to read February books now, or I'm not going to get them done in time. Let's see.
What did you do? How many requests and widgets have you gotten this week?
So many.
It's
so many.
Part of it is because we gave her full access to the pitch email.
No, I don't. I go over those with you guys. I don't take all of them. If I took all of them, I would never read anything else. Like, I've only taken a select few so far this year, and it's
you're like, getting the emails from the publishers directly to you.
Yes, I do get some of those. and then I also ask for some on my own. But I'm gonna try just to get back to like doing the backlist binge, which I've already kind of done. I binged Kaylee Ryan's New Football, like the current books out at the beginning of this year, just because I needed like a reset between the fantasy and paranormal.
Well, she's
and
a great reset
reading.
Author.
Yeah. So I'm planning to try to not get myself so bogged down that I can't reset between. But this month is gonna be hard. February and March are stacked, but a lot of them are books that I really wanted. So it's not like I just took books that I didn't want to read. I'm going to try not to take books that I don't think I want to read, because I did get some stinkers that way last year. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I am, for this year, it's backlist. It's Reading for Joy. I actually told Leah that unless the author is coming on the podcast to talk specifically about their book that I'm involved in that episode, I don't have a need to be on NetGalley. I'm really looking at this year, my mantra for 2026 is rediscovering joy. Rediscovering joy in, you know, be it family life or be it the book world, be it in my job, whatever. I just need to rediscover joy in however that looks. And so I am going to go back and reread because I haven't reread. I haven't, unless we are doing it for a podcast for an episode.
Yeah.
I have not reread since 2018.
Yeah, and that's a big thing for me that helps me all the time. I mean, I do it all the time, but yeah.
I reread a lot, but I also my rereads same. Are a lot of times we're not audio.
Yeah.
But I'll listen to them when I'm at like the office. So like I just have that background noise.
Yep. So, and I feel like, so this is something we were talking about a little bit before we came onto the episode. And so over the course since 2023, really, since the fall, fourth quarter, 2023, a lot of what is being published as far as traditional publishing are republished works from indie authors.
Yeah.
Because so many indie authors are selling backlists to traditional publishing labels. And so instead of getting new material from them, we are simply getting the republication of their backlist. And one of the things that was, I've always felt the most joy in my reading has been with these solid mid-list indie authors.
Yeah.
You know, they're not necessarily super trendy authors, but they solid mid-list. They always give us a good book. I always feel like we get a really great story. And I'm talking like the Molly McLeans, the Kelly Jamesons, like that solid stories, solid beats, but they're not necessarily top on Amazon, New York Times, USA Today for this release. And what's happened, though, I think, in the last 24 months is a lot of authors are trying really hard to write the viral book.
Yeah.
And so we aren't getting as many. And a lot of mid-list have, you know, like I would have said that Maggie Gates was a solid mid-list author, right?
Yeah.
And then she sold now to Trad. So we're not getting anything really new from her. We're getting repubs right now.
Right.
And so I feel like a lot of those solid mid-list authors who are trying to up their next level of author career, which is fine. You know, you have to do what you need to do, money, finances, goal-wise.
Yeah.
But they're now writing books that are a little more on vibe, on trend, to try to get that viral moment for the potential to sell it to traditional publishing.
Yeah.
And the mid-list isn't as solid as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's why we find ourselves going back to authors that we haven't read prior to, you know, 2020, 2023, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But I find myself gravitating when I'm backlist binging, it's like prior to 2020.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, it's hard, right? Because like I go through this list of 2026 releases and what books we really are excited about, and half the list are former indies that we read 3 or 4 years ago that have the author has picked up or done something trendy or whatever, got a viral moment, and now the book has sold to TradPub. So half the releases in 2026, it feels like they are repubs of books that we read 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Other thing with it is a lot of our former indie authors that are now like working in TradPub spaces, they're not releasing books at the same quantity. Like we used to get 3 or 4 books from these authors a year. And now, like, some of them aren't writing books for over a year. Like, some authors haven't published in over a year. And then, like, some of my favorites, like Jiffy Kate, like, they haven't published a book in, like, over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are writing, so hopefully something. But,
well, I'm here waiting eagerly for it without, like, trying to be obnoxious. But, like,
well, and I think part of it, though, is so many authors, which Jessica Prince has been really like forward about this recently, they're getting so burnt out because like there was this expectation of 8, 10, 11, 12 books a year. And so they were trying to pump out like all of these books and they couldn't keep the momentum.
And
Like
then they hit a
she,
wall.
and then they hit the wall. Like she took probably a 6 months, 8 months to write this last book in this series because she lost her joy in writing.
Completely understandable.
And she, when she finished it was very good. Like it, I
Oh,
think
I've
it's my
got it. That's on my
favorite.
list.
It is like, I think my
Is it?
favorite in this series. And I really enjoyed book one and book two in this series.
Yeah, me
But
too.
she's been very open about the fact that like she hit a wall. She like could not, like she would sit at her computer and try and get words out, and she would not be able to form a single word because she was so burnt out.
Well, and I don't think it's just burnout either. You know, we hear from a lot of our clients that it's the expectations of stories have changed. And so they just aren't as inspired as they were previous. And I think that, you know, this market of, you know, and this is something that a lot of authors don't really talk about, but we know because of the side of what we work on, you know, an author can spend 3 months writing a book and then they want to pitch it to traditional publishing. So, all the while that book is finished, it's probably had the first rounds of edits done. So, they've paid someone to do a round of edits, either really like just a continuity edit or like a really intense beta read. They've done that. So they've put money into the book, but now they're shopping it around and it's not getting picked up, but you don't want to take it out of query status to a publisher and publish it yourself.
Well, that, and so that book sits in limbo.
So it sits in limbo. You've put time, your time is worth, has value. You've put money as far as a beta reader or an alpha reader, editor or something into it, and now you can't do anything with that book. And you know, it's hard, right? You know, you have to ask your agent, you know, well, how long do we sit on this? Can I pull this? Because I think I want to indie publish it, or you know, and an author, especially if they have like a family, they just can't write for 24 hours a day,
Yeah,
you
exactly. And
know.
like we've said, most of them have other jobs, you know.
And it is, I do agree with Lindsay a little bit, like authors that we used to see a solid two, three, five books a year from, now all of a sudden it's one a year. One new book a year from them. And, but part of that, we aren't necessarily used to that in indies, but this takes me back to, you know,
Like
2000
growing
to
up.
2015 when we had to wait 18 months to get a paperback, that you had to borrow the hardback and risk bodily harm from the library.
It's like it's back in the days when we were young.
Like, I mean, I really was talking the other day. I can't believe that I never broke my nose. The amount of books that have fallen on my face in the, you know, 30 plus years that I have been reading. 40 plus years I've been reading. Gosh.
I was going to say 30 plus years.
Listen, I turn 50 this year, you guys. 50. I'm not 50.
Party.
But like the amount of books that I have like dropped on my face, I'm really lucky I have a little nose because honestly, any bigger, I'd have broken it. I'm sure of it. So,
Jenny mentions that it's really hard just being alive right now. So I know a lot of other authors, you mentioned Molly McLean, like she's pushed her last book in that Coal Creek series back several times just because of, you know, life,
Life.
family, things, just, you know, it's, there are so many things going on around us right now. It's like, I don't know that I could, don't think I could write if I had to right now, you know?
No. And I think
So.
that's one of the things, like, differently for 2026 is I'm putting a cap on my phone when I go to bed. I don't want to be doom scrolling. I'm done. I have to stop picking up my phone and doom scrolling through threads, doom scrolling through TikTok. I have to stop. And instead I have to change that inner voice to being like, you should pick up a book, read a book.
Yeah. I put mine in the other room the other day.
Like, your phone?
Because I couldn't like, it won't work for me. If I put the locks on it, I'll just take them off. But so I just physically got up and put it in the other room for like hours.
Nothing wrong with that.
I got my first ever Kindle, and that really, I had no idea. Like, well, I say first ever, but I had a Kindle before and I never used it. And then I got a Paperwhite and I love it. I don't know why it's different, but I love it. I can't like it.
Yeah.
Also had to be charged one time. I charged it when I first got it and I haven't charged it since, and it's still functioning. And I'm just like, this is made for me. Like, this is perfect.
Yes.
'Cause I don't know where the charger is.
The charge lasts a very long time.
Yeah, that's very fortunate because I already don't know where the charger is.
It's just a USB-C.
It definitely helps.
It's like a USB-C
reading time, but I really need, like, the Kindle is not allowed to come with me to bed because then I'm like, and I can't do that. I cannot do that. I'm like, no, if you really want to read that bad, you'll get your butt up at 5 a.m. and you can read for 2 hours before work. How about that?
Reading helps me fall asleep, and so like I fall asleep reading almost every night.
It does not for me.
And then I hit my face with a Kindle and it hurts.
Well, but I like lay on my side and like prop it on Michael's pillow.
So what do you think would make reading fun again this year? Because we've talked about this in the past. I know Leah and I've talked about this in the past, that adrenaline rush, that serotonin boost that we get when we find, like, if we think back to when I found Julie Salmon's books, like,
yeah,
I couldn't stop. It was so joyful and they were so good. And I just kept reading and reading and reading. I want to capture that again, but I don't know how.
For me, last year, it was like, it was graphic audio for me, like doing all of like a lot of my favorite series and like the Ilona Andrews books in graphic audio. Mm-hmm. Like I listen to those as they come out. They're doing the third book in the Hidden Legacy, like soon. Like that is joyful for me because it's like rediscovering these books. It's like, you know, they call it like a movie in your mind. And so I've done that with a lot of my favorite like urban fantasy series as they've come out. And then some of the authors that have books that I haven't read and they're in graphic audio. So there's a like new reads for me. So that's been completely joyful. And I think that's going to be the thing that continues to bring me joy this year.
Jen Ellen says, trying to find that series that grabs you. It's so fun when you can find one.
Yeah.
And I think that that's it. I have struggled so much finding that one series that just latches on and I can't let go.
Well, and I think part of it is the past couple of years we've been so podcast focused when it comes to our reading.
Yeah.
That we need to just kind of let ourselves find them naturally.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about them, but like not be so like pigeonholed into what we have to read.
Well, and I felt for a long time with the podcast that I had to read the trending viral books, the trending viral authors, so that I was relevant in what we were talking about, and that, you know, it was a scoped view of market and what's happening. And I still need to read those or at least peer at them because of my other job.
But that's different.
But overall, I'm not doing that anymore.
We've decided, I mean, we like universally, like with, we kind of decided we're going to do whatever we want with the podcast and we're going to make it fun for us again.
Oh,
and I think that's a big thing.
Jen Ellen says, I've fallen into the dungeon crawler rabbit hole and I'm enjoying it. I can't find enough time to listen to them. Carl. I love Carl.
I haven't read it yet. I really want
Lindsay.
To
You have to read Carl.
I'm on the wait list for it from the library, so it's happening.
It's worth, it is worth an Audible credit. The audiobooks are that good.
I don't have any Audible credits.
Okay, well, I'm just, well, the books are in Kindle Unlimited, and you can do Whisper Sync. I'm just telling you, they are that phenomenal.
It is very high on my list for this year.
10 out of 10 recommend.
I'm very much going to be vibe reading again this year.
There you go.
But I thought it was funny. Leah was talking at the beginning about like Leah-ing books. I
Oh, yeah.
literally wrote in my books what would make reading in my notes, what would make reading feel fun again this year? Leah-ing more books. That was my answer. Leah-ing more books. And it was like, I need to DNF, or if I'm like invested, like I was in the Quicksilver book, like instead of committing to all of that,
You just
just
skip around
dance.
that
Like,
shit.
yeah. And I mean, the problem was like, I didn't know until it was like, at the time I
Was too
figured it out, it
late.
was like too late. I'd already.
You were already too invested in reading it like full out. So, like the lean, you have to
Yeah.
decide early on that
Yeah,
you're going to
no,
do
it's
that.
got to happen earlier. And it, like, I'm
Yeah.
not going to follow through. I'm going to read whatever I want to read, whenever I want to read it,
But it
except
may not be
when I
read
can't
in order
actually
of
read
like chapters.
them.
Aw, John Ellen already led two books this year.
Yeah, it's the way.
So one of our
It's the way
questions
for 2020.
is, what are we giving ourselves permission to stop doing? I guess I should have asked the question, what are we giving ourselves permission to do this
We're
year?
giving ourselves permission to read and listen however the fuck we want.
Yeah, I already don't adhere to like hard rules. I mean, laws, sure, but rules, hard rules for my life, no.
Are you setting any boundaries to your TBR?
Yes.
No.
No. No boundaries.
Just because it's on my TBR doesn't mean I have to prioritize it. Like, I'm
Yeah,
not going to
what's a
stress if it's
TBR?
on my TBR. Well, I keep a stupid list of every book we
See,
talk
that's
about.
your first mistake, Lindsay. Don't keep lists. Just let it be a
Jesus.
become a chaos
Well,
gremlin
I
and
need
just
to,
go
though.
wild,
I need
friend.
to, though,
Go
because
wild.
if I don't have some kind of list to go off of, like when I can't think of anything and I need
Yeah.
something, I
You
wind up
just
reading
text us and be like,
trash.
what should I read next?
Jen Ellen says no contemporaries over 400 pages. That is a great boundary.
Yes,
That's a
I'm,
good one.
yes. Like, that should be a hard rule. Like,
Can I
realistically, if
admit
you're
though that
pushing
like
past 350, like, why? What are you doing with
I
this
mean
story?
I'll read them but I don't actually like
She's not reading them.
I'm not
You
fully
are
reading those
skipping
books.
pages. It's
Oh,
fine.
I'm skipping chapters, not
Okay,
even
so it's
pages, and I'm not
honestly.
missing anything. So clearly it's not needed.
So before we list our hopefuls and books that we are anticipating, one last question. What is one author you plan to try or to retry in 2026? Do you have an author you broke up with that you're planning on giving one more try to? So mine is, I broke up with Julie Sauman in 2024. And she is releasing under Julie Sauman right now a Mafia duet.
Well, and it's
Okay.
going to have a third book, but it's not the same couple.
Couple. So I am going to retry her
I'm
new
excited.
Mafia duet to see if it's better. And if not, then we'll be done.
I too am going to read that, but that was not mine. I have never read Emily McIntyre, so I want to give her Hooked series, like that
Okay.
whole Fairy Tale
The Never
series
After.
over. Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Lindsay? What are you are is there an author you want to retry or try this year?
I am actually like Melanie Harlow for me. Like, she's always one of my original favorites.
Yeah.
And I just think like she's such a good person. And even if I don't like her books, like I would really just like to support her because of everything she does for like the author community. Like, she is such a force. And even if it's not going, I really stopped reading her after the Next Generation series. It just did not work for me at all. And I actually, like, over the course of the year, read her last series, and I felt like it was like more true to her roots. And I feel like she's had such a delay with this next book.
Yeah.
I think it's been like almost 2 years between her releases by the time this one comes out.
Yeah.
And I just, that's really hard on an author, and I want her to continue being in the author space. So that's for me.
Sorry. I was using the iPad to monitor the YouTube chat, so right now I'm not monitoring it because somehow Sydney attached her ear pods to
Oops.
the YouTube is now like updating. I don't know. Things are gone. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay. Jen Ellen said she's gonna try Debney Perry again, and Stacy said she wants to try to find more indie historical authors this year.
I think I'm probably going to go dystopian a lot this year. I'm sticking to it'll be a lot of urban fantasy again for me this year, but Daggermouth by H.M. Wolfe. Like tons of people have been talking about it on threads. She published it, indie published it. It's dystopian. It did just I think get picked up for Tribe Pub, but I downloaded it on my Kindle before it goes away.
Good choice.
So I want to read that one soon, as soon as I get some
Yeah.
time in between my arcs.
Okay, so let's talk about our 2026 hopefuls. Is there any like and we don't have to go in order or anything, but is there a book that you are like, oh my God, I'm so excited this is finally coming out? And I'll just go first. My first one is Score. It's the Hollywood Renaissance Book Two by Kennedy
Yeah.
Ryan. It comes out May 19th. I loved Real. Like, loved it. I think that that is by far like her best book. It is just so phenomenal. And I'm so excited to go back to that world and for that book. So that's like my most anticipated in 2026 is Score. So, what do you got, Leah? Do you got any?
I mean, I have a bunch. Like, I have my usual authors who I'm always excited for. But so I actually am excited for the next book in the Lucy Score Story Lake series. I will audio it because it's going to be too fucking long to eyeball it. But I really enjoyed the audio for book one. So, in like, I like the characters that are book two because it's the agent slash best friend. And like the
One of the
grumpy
brothers, right?
one of the brothers, yeah. I think it's Garrett, maybe.
Yeah.
That's his name. I can't remember what his name is. But I'm excited for that because I think that the audio like made that book, but this one's called Mistakes Were Made. So I'm excited because she's like very like anti-relationship too, which
She
I'm
is.
curious to see how it plays out.
Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? What is on your radar for 2026?
You ruined my life. You sent me this Erin Nicholas book.
Oh, I ruined your life because I made
Yes,
you beta
because
read a book.
she needs
You
the
ruined
next
my
one
life.
now.
I
It
made
is so
Amanda.
good.
I made Amanda read it too. I don't think I ruined
Yep.
her life.
No,
Okay,
but
but
I.
you know me, and I don't like this was just like my kryptonite
Lindsay,
kind
if
of
you
book.
like this one,
Did
you
you
should
read
go.
Mary Mayhem, the
But
Christmas
this one
book?
hasn't even come out yet, and I
But
want like
also, but
four
no,
more.
listen, go to her hot cake series.
Oh
Read
yeah,
her
you're
hot cake
backlist.
series.
I want this.
Okay, but
I know
wait.
you want this,
Okay,
but
but if
that
you
will give
like the
you
Town of
this kind of
Rebel,
vibes.
Lindsay, you liked the Town of Rebel with the grandpas?
I loved it. It was
Okay,
so
go back and
fantastic.
read the Christmas book, Mary Mayhem. Okay.
I'll read Hot Cakes. That's not a problem. Like,
Read the
I'll
Hot Cake
devour that.
series. It's a
I
full
love Erin
series. It's
Nicholas, but
finished. You will like it. I don't know why you haven't read it yet.
every single thing about this book, like,
It's really
it's not
good.
even out yet. And I'm like, why is the series not done?
The
Like,
23rd. So,
It's
Lindsay,
coming.
I'm
It's
gonna
coming
make
soon,
it's gonna be
friends.
the most
Lindsay.
excruciating wait for me in 2026. And like, I'm so mad because I was tracking no books. I was like, I'm not gonna read books as they come out. This year, I'm gonna like go back to like waiting to see if the series is done and read them all together. And
Yeah, this one you're not gonna
no.
be able
So
to.
this one
Okay.
was like all your plans for the year gone.
Lindsay, let me
This
tell you
book has
some.
ruined your
I want
life.
to give
I
you a
know
little
this.
insight, and I feel like I need to do this live so everybody can witness this, okay? So there's Mary Mayhem that takes place in Rebel, and then we have Just Don't Call It Love, which comes out January 23rd, and it is the Cutting Edge meets Park and Rec, but banana ball baseball, but make it hockey.
Yeah,
Small town.
Savannah Bananas.
Savannah
Yeah.
Bananas, but make it hockey.
It's
Okay.
so
So
funny.
that is
It's
book
really
one on the
good.
23rd. Then there's going to be a February novella that is just kind of a side couple. And then we're going to start book one in the Louisiana Billionaires, and you'll get Astrid and her. And
That's
then
the one
you
I
won't
want.
get the second
Yeah,
book.
that
This
I'm
book
really
is the
excited
second
for
book in this
Ostrich
series is
book.
that for a while.
You don't get the
But the
second
book was
book until
so
like
good. Like the
May.
Banana Ball inspired hockey. Like it was so well done. It was so funny. I just want to ruin this book for everyone. Like I
Don't
really
ruin
just
it.
want to be
You
like
cannot
this
ruin it
part
for
and this part. I know
anyone.
I can't because
Because
it's so
nobody
good.
has really read it yet.
I've read it.
I've read parts of it. I
Amanda
haven't
read
read the whole
it.
thing.
Yes. I love it so much. I'm so mad
Aren't
that
you so happy that we have Erin Nicklaus as a client so we can make you read things?
I was really excited about it. It was so good. Like everything about this book, I just have like no notes. Like perfect book. Thank you for starting my year off the best. I also am really mad that I have to wait for more. Like really mad.
It's quite a wait.
It's gonna be so good though, I promise. And as soon
I know,
as
it's so good.
so she's going to ruin all of us. L Jenny says Becky ruined her life, so now Lindsay's going to ruin all of ours.
Yeah.
But Stacey also had a comment. She said her number one has like to come is This Kingdom Will Not Kill Me by Alona
That is
Andrews.
also my number one.
I haven't read that yet. I've been procrastinating because like,
Well, it doesn't come out till March.
oh, okay, yeah, I didn't read that.
So you're
That's why I
safe.
haven't
You're
read that.
safe. Yes. No,
There's
it
a
does
reason
not.
you haven't read that one
Yeah,
yet.
it doesn't come out till the end of March. So that is my most anticipated release. Like this is their new, it is not part of any of their current series. It is completely new. The character is Maggie the Undying. I have this book on my Kindle
Of course you
and I
do.
will be reading it very soon because I begged the publisher to give it to me. Yes. So I will be reading it soon. But yes, that's my number one as well.
Karen says she is looking forward to Kelly Elliott's new Cowboys series. I think cowboys and hockey are here to stay in
Yeah, they're not
2026.
going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere, but I do think, say it now, romantic suspense. By the end of the year, we are going to see a big
An
influx
uptick, yeah.
of romantic suspense. And it'll be interesting because authors, you know, you can't, not everyone can do romantic suspense.
Nope.
It's not easy because instead of two main characters, you really have three, potentially a fourth. And so it's a lot of moving parts. And so I'll be interested to see how it fleshes out. But I do think romantic suspense will make a big impact towards third and fourth quarter. Okay, so Erin Nicklaus's Just Don't Call It Love is one of Lindsay's anticipated reads. We've got the new Iona Andrews that's coming out that Amanda can't wait for. Leah, you did Lucy Scores,
Yeah.
her new one. Okay, so I read a book that was not like me before Christmas. It's an ARC. It's coming out April the 7th of 2026. It's The Paris Match by Kate Claiborne.
Oh, I need the publisher to give that one to me. I've
Okay,
asked.
remind me so we
Oh,
can email her
I
again.
want to
I
read
want to
this
read
week,
that one
Amanda.
so bad. It's not typical for me. It's definitely in the vein of Jessica Joyce. I think it had better emotional beats, more romance than an Emily Henry or an Abby Jimenez. It had more romance beats than just women's fic beats. But it was stunning. It was a stunning book. And I'm really excited for other people to get to read this. So,
On my list.
okay, sorry.
That's okay. I'm excited. I'm
She
glad.
looks
No,
like
you
angry,
told
but she's
me
like, it's
you
on
got
my
like real
list.
angry there for a
No,
second.
I'm sitting here thinking I don't have time, but I still want to read it before it comes
You
out.
have time. Don't you
So
worry. You will make
that,
time
well, and
eventually.
that cover is
The cover is so
gorgeous.
pretty.
It's real pretty.
I'm gonna have to buy that book.
There are some real pretty covers
There
coming.
are.
Like real pretty.
There are. And then you get stupid stuff from publishers and you're like, what is this? Like,
Oh, I know.
I'll have a post tomorrow on Instagram. I got stickers for the new Lauren Rowe book from the
Oh,
publisher. And
yeah,
there's
that
just
one.
a football
There's a
suspended in
questionable
air,
position
no
over
hands
his,
touching it,
yeah.
over his
Maybe it's like a
penis.
sock, but in football form.
No,
No, it looks like a football just
it was
suspended
I
in
know it looks like a
football.
football, but I'm saying it's the same like basis of like a sock, but it's a football.
Okay, Leah, what's another anticipated read for you in 2026?
So I don't know. I have a few, but I have already read it. But Julie Murphy and Sierra Simone, their fundamentals of being a good girl. It's a single dad professor, and she is a I think a TA, but she's a law student, and she becomes his nanny. And it's really good. It is very spicy, very like they no holds bar, like they hook up like very early on in the book, and then like the story kind of plays out from there. But I just really enjoyed it, and it's definitely a book to read in 2026.
That comes out here in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah.
soon.
Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, do you have another book that's not Banana Ball that I'm sorry you have to wait for?
No, I kind of have stopped reading books as they come out because I found that like the books that were trending on Instagram or whatever, like it felt very spoilery. So like by the time the book was available to me, the ARC readers had largely like
Ruined it
killed
for
my
you.
joy
Yeah.
for it. So like I have like blanket authors where like if they come out with more books this year, I'll definitely read them. But as far as like individual books, like that's where I was like the Erin Nicholas one was such a standout for me because like now I'm impatiently waiting for every single thing she comes out with. But like for the most part, it's like if an author releases a book, fine. But I
Yeah.
half expect like the ARC readers to really ruin it for me.
Yeah. Or like the over-troping and micro-troping.
Yeah,
The
and I'm just
promo
like I don't
stuff,
want to follow
so out of
books
control.
that as they release this year, like if
Yeah.
it's something that sticks out and really stands out and I get excited about it, like sure. Like if Elizabeth Stevens writes another book in that
Yeah.
She
She
world. She's
is.
gonna, she has at least three more in that world coming out.
Okay. I miss that. Like I'm also like super behind because I don't follow just authors on my Instagram. It's like my creative interest Instagram. So,
Well, the only reason, because we talked about it when we interviewed
yeah.
her,
Okay.
so that's the only reason we know for sure. Well, and there was a publisher's like weekly like announcement about
Announcement.
it,
Yeah.
but
Amanda, what's another anticipated read for you in 2026?
Air of Twisted Lies by L.J.
Yes.
Andrews. It's the follow-up to Broken Souls and Bones. I am very excited
Oh my
about that
God.
book. Yeah.
You haven't started it yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm like I have there's like this group that come out like close. It's like Alona Andrews, LJ Andrews, and Beneath by Ariel Sullivan. They're all coming out roughly around the same time, and they're like in my blocks of when I'm reading my ARCs.
Well,
So it will happen soon,
I
but I
scroll
just stop
past it.
myself.
I scroll past it on my Kindle every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, I want to read that, but then I'm like, oh crap, I have like four other books I have to
But
read.
I also downloaded the audio. I had an Audible credit for Broken Souls and Bones, so I want to read, so I
I
want to listen
listened.
to
Oh
that
yeah, it's good. I enjoyed
before I
the
read
it's a good
the,
audio.
yeah.
I liked it.
So I want to do that first. So that's another big one for
I
me.
got it on sale somehow.
I think I did too, or like one of
There was
their
just a big Audible
whatever.
sale. They've had like three of them in the last month or two.
But now I listened to it again, but I'll probably listen to it again because I really
So
just
I'm very
that
excited about
story.
that book.
Man,
So
the lore she created
she's
that
so
world is
good.
just intense.
I'm super excited for I Punched an Alien and Now We're in Couples Therapy by
Yeah, that
Kimberly
sounds good.
Lemming.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
I'm really excited for that. Dark Romance, The Auction by Sadie Kincaid. It comes out April 14th. I'm curious. This is her first new release as a trad
Oh, yeah.
author. So I'm really curious to see if, because it's at Canary Street, which is
Yeah.
the publisher that allowed Ranch Cups and
Why would
Foreskin
you
to
have to bring that
happen.
up?
Because I'm not letting things go.
I know.
So I'm really curious if they tone her down or they let her be as sexy and wild as she typically
Yeah,
is.
I have that one. I haven't read it yet.
Are there any other books that you really, oh, Lost and Found, which is Spoon's
Tara
Oregon book
DeWitt,
number
yeah.
three by Tara DeWitt, does
Yes,
not come out
Silas's
till
book.
middle of July.
Nope,
Yeah.
it's been pushed back to August.
It's now back to August. 'Cause Amazon still had it as July 14th.
Oh, maybe I looked at it wrong then, because I was updating our weekly
I
releases
mean,
and
it
I put
could have been pushed
August.
back and Amazon is just
It
delayed.
could be
Anything's
Amazon's
possible.
delayed.
And
It could have
Nevessa
been.
Allen, her book three and her In the To the Darkness series, Stella and Tyler's book, Game On, comes out. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I have A Curse of Beasts and Magic by Janine Frost. That one is coming out in
Nope,
May as
August 4th. It's
well.
now, the audio was
Oh,
updated August
Tara.
4th. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I had Janine Frost's new one. That's like outside of her, she's done a lot of vampire stuff in the past, and this one is it's like a Beauty and the Beast. It's gonna lean a little more fantasy. Like I'm very excited about that one, so.
Excuse me, sorry. There is oh shit, I just lost her name. Talia Hibbert.
Oh,
She has a
yes.
Beauty and the Beast retelling coming out too. It's supposed to lean more into romantasy.
There's a lot of retellings.
Was
Like,
she? It,
not
oh,
that
I
there's
didn't
not
see another
always a
Beauty
lot
and
of
the Beast
retellings,
one.
but I feel like there's been more retellings, like, on the, like, docket recently.
Yeah,
Because,
and
like,
then
the Julie
it's.
Salmons are retellings, like,
Yeah.
Naima Simone, her
Yeah.
second one in that retelling series is coming out. Like, I just feel like retellings are very big right now.
I like them though. I mean, especially
I do
if they
too.
can do it the right way. Like
I like a retelling with a
I like
twist.
it
Yeah.
solid. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And then I had Archangel's Eternity by Nalini Singh. It is the last book in her Guild Hunter series, and I am so sad and so excited at the same time. Like I am not ready for this, even 19 books
Well,
in, for this to be over.
and if we can
And
make it happen, we may have a spotlight.
yes. We're trying. So
You guys are
that
so
is
funny. Lindsay,
not
are
to
there
promise, but.
anything else like that you're like, oh wait, I do know that this author is releasing a book and I would like to read it?
I guess, like, if Sawyer Bennett releases more, I guess her third Formula One series book, like, that hasn't come out yet. So I'm excited
No,
for
no.
that.
Third,
That
the
one's
third
out.
book's out. Third book in Formula One is out.
Oh, well, I
That
missed that.
series is on pause right now. She is going back to Jameson.
But it's gonna be Jameson, Seattle.
Jameson in Seattle. So she's going back to Romantic
Oh, I
Suspense.
saw that. I am excited about that.
And then she is spinning off from the Titans to go to Portland, with some new hockey there. And then I can't give a lot of details.
You can't really give any
I cannot give
details.
any details, but
There are other things in the
there's something
works.
really fun coming that I think you will be very excited about, Lindsay.
I mean, I'm always really excited about just like anything she releases. Like, as soon as it hits Kindle Unlimited, I typically read her books, or as soon as like I don't know, like there a lot of all of them now are going to Kindle Unlimited, or the ones she's been releasing lately. She didn't used to be in Kindle Unlimited.
And she won't be anymore, but talk to Leah and we'll make sure that you get
Don't you worry, we
some
got a
advanced
hookup
copies.
now.
So we can add you to her content team.
But I really enjoy, like, I mean, we talk about her all the time, but her books are really solid. I haven't really like caught up with Susan Stoker and Anna
Oh,
Hackett
yeah.
last three, I mean,
Anna
two or three
Hackett's
books
new
behind on
uns.
both of them.
Yeah.
Me
So,
too.
like, I'm excited for whatever they come out with, but I also need to spend a little time catching up because, like, I fell behind last year. And then, like, with the other authors that I typically read, like, as they come out, I just didn't.
Anna's new unsanctioned series is really good. Like, she's writing, she did book one, she's finishing book two. It was really good. It's in the same vein as like the she usually writes, but they're like retired assassins, but like government assassins.
I just
It's
love how like her books are not long, but her
no, they're not.
stories are
And they're
like just
solid
so
though.
pristine and well written
Yeah.
and so easy to like fly through. It's just, I
Yeah,
want
I
more of
actually
that.
started listening to her, like, Aeon Warriors series on audio this week,
Oh,
just because,
I
like,
can't. Sorry, random pivot, but like Becky was talking about any books you're really, really excited about. Like, I can't talk about it at all, but like everything I know about Merritt's next book that's coming out this summer. Like,
oh,
I'm dying for
nice.
it. I've been dying for it.
It's
Very excited.
a lot of fun. Merritt had a a moment where she wasn't writing a lot, but she is writing again. She messaged me the other day. She's like, I wrote the next chapter and it is amazing and I can't wait for you to read it. So we are getting back into like getting her like in that. But
Yeah,
the
she told me
series
like
is going to be
her
so
concept.
fun.
Yeah, she told me her concept, and I was like, great, is it done? Like, can I have it now? Like,
Okay. And like Bonnie's got some cowboys spinning off and coming and starting a new series, and so there's that. Who else has some fun stuff?
Brittany has a mafia probably middle
Yeah.
of the year that think people are gonna like a lot.
Well, and
Excellent.
Marie has lots of Walker stuff and Marie stuff,
Stuff,
and
yeah.
she got that new deal, so it's very exciting for her.
Yeah, I read everything she comes out with pretty quickly as it's available. I was a little perturbed because I realized on NetGalley, this is one thing I'm doing this year. I'm doing ARCs on NetGalley because my percentage was one book 100%, and I was like, nobody's gonna re ever give me an ARC for something I really want because I've literally reviewed one book. I've only ever gotten one in NetGalley. So I started getting ARCs. I've got four. I picked them that I like went through, and I was like, what's not due for like 6 months? Because
Yes.
I was like, I need
You need this
a long
time.
runway for my procrastination.
Long runway.
Lindsay, don't you worry. If there's something you really, really want on
We can
NetGalley,
get it for
you
you.
just message one of
I
us.
know you say that, but then I'm like, no, I'll just do this the peasant way.
No, you let us use our powers for
You,
good. Yes,
I was gonna say, you're
please.
part of the podcast. We're media. Ask Amanda how it goes.
Yes.
Now she
You
gets
need
emails.
all of it. I'm good with it. Yeah.
Okay,
If
well,
you
I'll
if
do
there's something
that.
you want and you request it and it's pending for a while, just
But
let
I'm
us know.
actually really happy about the four ARCs that I did request.
Excellent.
I got approved for all of them,
Yay.
except the Walker Rose one I requested. I was sad about that because I didn't want to wait for the book. It was fine. It was like 2 weeks until it came out in Kindle.
Also, you know people, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I could have
I
gotten
don't
you.
want to talk about this. I'll tell you about it later, but I'm blacklisted.
It's fine, but
It's
we know
fine.
people.
Don't you worry. Okay. So
Anyway.
those are our anticipated releases of 2026.
There are more, but
There are
yeah.
more. Just if you want to know books that are coming, make sure you are following our Substack every week on Friday. Amanda lists her happily anticipated list for the books coming the following week. She keeps that pretty up to date over on our Substack. So make sure you are following us over there. So now it's that time.
It's that
That
time
time
for
for book
time for
of
Book
the
of the Week. Book of the Week time. Okay, Amanda, what is your Book of the Week?
Okay, my book of the week. It doesn't come out until February 10th because I'm reading ahead right now just to keep on top of my arcs, but it is Wicked Onyx by Debbie Cassidy. This is book one in the Veritas Legacy. I don't know. I haven't read a dark academia book in a while. I read several like back in the early 2010s that were very more geared like urban fantasy, which I really liked. And then I come to find out that Debbie Cassidy wrote a bunch of books around that time and she writes that way. So I really liked the way she writes this book. It's so they're terming it as dark academia, but it has like paranormal, almost urban fantasy, dystopian elements. And you think like that all of that stuff won't work together, but
Yeah.
it really works really well. So Anna is, her family has been cursed for something that one of her ancestors did. It has like this elaborate magic system. After her mother passes away, she's trying to unravel like the truth around what really happened. So she goes to Nightbridge Academy, where supposedly she's going to find the answers. The Nightbridge Academy is, it sits on this, basically, I call it a hell mouth in my brain. So it's where all these things that they call horrors and echoes come out, and everyone who goes to the academy has to fight them. They become hunters. I don't know. There was like so much going on. I was so into it. There's not really any romance in this first book. She has like two kind of love interests, and I'm sure it's going to kind of play out into a triangle, but there is a cliffhanger. It's not huge. Like there's a mystery that wraps up in this first book, but everything else that's coming out about her past and who she is and all of this stuff is like coming up. But I was like, I couldn't put it down. I was like very interested in it. So this was my first book by Debbie Cassidy. It's coming out through Page and Vine in February. They had reached out to us and like I'm in it, so
Okay. Lindsay, what is your book of the week?
So it's actually one of the first arc that I finished. It's not out until April, so I'm sorry, but it's called Stranger Things Have Happened by Casey West, and it's about the girl Sutton is home back in her childhood town, taking care of her mom who's had an accident. Her love interest is Elijah. They meet in a bar. They get into a bet about basically Elijah's brother and her high school friend are engaged. They want to do, she, her friend wants him to do couples therapy before they get married. He says it's a sham. They enter into a bet as strangers. Sutton and Elijah wind up going to couples therapy together, four sessions of couples therapy. And it's just really good. Like they get to know each other through the sessions, and then they start to spend time doing their homework together outside of the sessions, and they start to build like a very real, unique kind of bond because, they're lying to their therapist, but at the same time, like actually getting to know each other. And it's not really like anything I've read before, and it's definitely a slow burn, and I wouldn't call it very spicy, but it really surprised me, and I really liked it a lot. Did not disappoint at all.
There you go. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week, I read like a lot of nonsense this week, but so Thorns of Deceit by Eva Winters. This is Aiden and Raven's story. It's a forced marriage, and then she dies but doesn't actually die, and so there's a 5-year gap from like one part of the book to the next part of the book, and then they come back together. And it's typical Eva Winters. There's like lies and it's mafia and just it's chaotic delightfulness. I will say though, she is one of those authors who her world is very vast, but she's very particular and meticulous on like the details, because a lot of her books actually the timelines overlap, but they make sense and they work and they are correct. And so like this timeline, like this whole Thorns, excuse me, Thorns of Omerta like series, like they all kind of overlap the timelines, but they're
Okay.
very good.
So mine is also a future release, February 12th. So Catch the Flame by Juliana Stone, small town romance, kind of Catherine Cowles type vibe. Both of them are running from their past. They end up in this small town. He's a brooding ex-Navy SEAL. It is a slower burn, but the chemistry is fantastic. It's the kind of story you expect when you pick up a Juliana Stone. The town has a really great vibe. You know how sometimes when we get romantic suspense in the small town, like an A.L. Jackson or a Catherine Cowles, the town has like an off vibe, or it doesn't feel like
Like
fully developed.
eerie almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one feels more like a refuge. Like it's a haven of some kind. It's just really well done. The story develops. It's great heat, great heart. And if you're like, it was the emotional depth found family that I really, really wanted. But it is a slow burn, so keep that in mind. Upcoming, Bonnie, Juliana Stone is my new favorite author.
Oh yeah, she
She's in a
is.
moment right
She's
now.
binging.
She is.
I did too at the end of last year. I binged like a series and a half. So,
I mean, they're great stories.
So upcoming event, we're kicking off 2026 with book club. This month joining us is author Juliana Stone. If you're looking for a low-key, easy entry romance book club that is 100% virtual, come join our book club. It is exclusive to our Patreon. Again, Patreon is $5. and it's a good time. We're reading one of the books in her new, her newest cowboy series, The Bridgestone. I think it's Bridgestone Family.
Blackstone?
I think it's Bridgestone.
I feel like we've had
Blackwell
this exact...
Blackwell is the other family.
Yeah,
the Blackwells are the other. I feel like we had this exact conversation.
Probably every day. Also, signings, looking into the summer. If you are interested, we will be at Pages of Glass this summer in Toledo, Ohio. It's the very first weekend in August. It's August 1st, actually. We're one of their main sponsors for the event, and we'll be doing some fun stuff with them at that signing. Tickets are on sale now. So if you want to travel to Northwest Ohio and come hang out with me, come hang out with me. And then make sure you're and Leah, make sure you are back here to join us Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk about Lainey Davis will be with me, and we're going to talk about all the great HISROM TV. And then, of course, we'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, you know, all the things. You can visit our website for our on-the-shelf show notes. Don't forget to follow us on social media. And make sure, if you love this podcast, you share it with your friends or you leave us a review. All of that is helps us bring you new episodes each and every week. Make sure you hit the like on the YouTube if you're watching on the YouTube. All of that helps more people find us. Thanks everybody for hanging out with me tonight and talking about your 2026 chaos list. We're not even call it a TBR, I guess.
No, it's just a chaos
list. It's just a chaos list.
Until
next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.